Pinocchio's got Jiminy Cricket, Hans got Chewie, and I've got Janet. My conscience, my furry sidekick, my pussy. My name is Jody, and I welcome you to the Conversations with My Pussy podcast. Hello, everybody. This is the very first episode of the Conversations with My Pussy podcast. My name is Jody, and Janet is, well, you probably guessed it, my pussy. And I'm going to get into the entire story of how this came to be during this episode and also talk a little bit about my vision for what this will look like moving forward. So, a bit about me. I am approaching the empty nester stage in my life. And over the last few years, I've been doing a lot of growing through manifestation work, mindfulness, yoga, all of that. And it's really leading me towards a more authentic path. And so for me, that authentic path is being the dirty, funny weirdo that I have felt the need to keep quiet all these years, you know? I know some people in my life probably see me as a good girl gone bad in a lot of ways because I've always been a rule follower and I've always been very timid about saying bad things in front of people, whatever. But in reality, I have a dark and twisted sense of humor and I am a hedonist at heart. And I've kept all that squashed because I felt I needed to, because I felt that I had to be the good one. I had three brothers who all caused trouble for my parents in some way, you know, as brothers do. So I had to be the good one, and I'm over it. I'm not going to do that anymore. And I realized the other day that I'm the only one making a big deal about this, right? So I've been slowly exposing my normal, weird self, and I'm learning that there are people who love it, and there are those that don't. And you know what? It's working out just fine to where I'm attracting people and keeping people and even reconnecting with old people who get it and they appreciate it and they want to hear more. And some who don't. And those are the people just who are naturally meant to kind of step back in my life right now. That's totally fine. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. So anyway, it's very liberating to just be myself. And that has meant leaving a very, what's the word I'm looking for? I was a teacher. So a job that people look at as, you know, important and making changes in people's lives, it should be very rewarding. But teaching lately has not been rewarding. It's been extremely difficult. And I gave up my, you know, state pension and my guaranteed paycheck in order to do something that feels good and feels aligned. And that is, drumroll, I'm going to be a sex educator / comedian. And however that manifests, it is what it is. I've always had a dark, twisted sense of humor since as early as I can remember. And I've always been curious about sex for as long as I can remember. And in the last few years, I'm kind of putting it all together. I'm understanding why, and I'm understanding who I am authentically. And I believe now that because I'm entering that phase of emptiness, I have my time to myself more. There's no better time to do it. It's all kind of coming together at the same time. I meant to make this shift. It feels so unbelievably true. It's about just being true to myself and valuing the rewards that come from that, whether, you know, it's monetary or not. And of course, I would love to get rich from this. My goodness, I want to live and give. I'm almost 48. I will likely launch this before my birthday. And I'm like, I want to live and give. Now, I don't want to give my time and energy and labor to something that doesn't light me up. As an educator, I love the kids. I was good at what I did. I have a passion for it, but education just sucks balls right now. And I can no longer stay in that environment and maintain the boundaries that I've learned to create for myself. In a nutshell, that's what it's about. So through meditation, manifestation, and all of that, I have come to the realization that what I wanted as a very little kid before all of the world's bullshit started coming down on me was I wanted to entertain. I wanted to be a solid gold dancer. I'm almost 48, so I was little, like 3 maybe when that came on TV. And just, I was absolutely mesmerized by these women. They were beautiful and they had sparkly sequins costumes and they danced and they were just sexy. I knew what sexy was at age 3, you know, like I knew that was a thing. And then when I got a little older, I started watching Saturday Night Live and I fell in love with that. I had some dark and twisted stuff happening in my head, and I thought those people were fantastic. They were glamorous, you know? And so I dreamed about that almost my entire life. It's evolved, but I've had that in the back of my mind this entire time. In addition to that, I was also painfully shy. I was the kid who would turn bright red if the teacher called on me in class and I wasn't prepared. I'd stumble over my words, I would feel like a dummy, and then I would be embarrassed for like an hour. It was a big deal. And it lasted most of my educational career. And up until, you know, recent years as an adult, I haven't been very comfortable at all talking in front of people. And I believe wholeheartedly that if we can really dig deep into those things, those challenges that we have, we all have them. I believe they're there for a reason. And I want to make sure that I'm not making light of anything really difficult people are going through. I get that the things that I've had to deal with and I'm working through are like peanuts compared to some of the trauma and some of the horrible things that are going on in this world. And I want to be very clear about that. But I also know that in this point in my life, when I don't have little kids to take care of, my kids are full grown and pretty independent. Like, I have more wiggle room to take some risks here. I am absolutely appalled at the state of our world. I am disgusted and I really struggle with the state of education right now and the way that schools are being dismantled. Like, my mama bear comes out for my students and your students and your kids. And I want to fight for this, you know, I want to fight for schools. And I couldn't really do that in the classroom. Hands are tied. And not everybody's in that mindset. So my most authentic path is leading me to being an entertainer of some kind, an educator of some kind. And I would just absolutely love it if someday I have some kind of ability, whether it's financial or just being, you know, an influencer of some kind, I don't know. The ability to help with that by funding or supporting people who are much better equipped to, you know, influence huge change. Because we need huge, huge changes. Complete overhaul of our educational system, and I am all for it. So anyway, I have a few different ideas of how that might come to be, but for right now, I am drawn to this podcast. And I also recently enrolled in a 600-hour sex, love, and relationship coaching program, which is based on tantric principles, and it officially starts in January, but holy hell, I started some pre-course work and just listen to some of the recommended reading. I listen to audiobooks. I'm not a reader because I can't stay awake and I can't focus. And the very first audiobook I listened to was fucking mind-blowing. And I'm thinking, holy shit, this is going to be a wild ride. This program is an entire year and it's intense. And I'm going to be expensive when it's all said and done. So the name of this book is Pussy, a Reclamation by Regina Thomashower. And here's what I have to say. Holy fucking hell. The first little exercise in that book was mind-blowing. The next year is going to be a wild ride. Like, they keep telling us that we are going to be transformed in a lot of ways. Learning our own sexuality, overcoming a lot of our fears and our programming and some of the things that hold us back and keep us from experiencing our fullest pleasure. Anyway, this one of these exercises was talking to your pussy. check in with her and tell her something or ask her a question. And we had a conversation. And that conversation, the initial one was like, yeah, I am magical or whatever. Like, you've known that the entire time. And honestly, I'm not sure if it was that same night or like really shortly after, because after that moment, I spent a whole lot of time talking to my pussy because it was like a really cool new friend. Like, you know, you meet somebody and you're like, holy heck, we got so much in common and whoa, they're really cool. I want to hang out with them again. It's kind of like that. So we have conversations. I literally have conversations with my pussy. Now, when I say literally, I'm not necessarily talking out loud. Sometimes I am, like if nobody's home. And she clearly doesn't talk out loud. And sometimes it's not even really words. It's understandings. So anyway, one of the first ones was understanding that this was going to be combined with my comedy. So I had dabbled in stand-up at this point. So actually, as of this recording, I've done it 4 times. I did 3 actual shows. One was absolute shit. My cat is whining. What do you want? Now I'm talking to my other pussy. Anyway, whatever. So a little forewarning, there might be cats in these podcasts because the way my little space is set up, I can't keep them out. And well, they're in charge here, let's be honest. So anyway, it was very clear the comedy was going to be combined with the sex education. I came up with a character idea that I'm working up. I'm going to be honest with you. That's the thing. I'm going to try my best to be completely honest because sometimes I find myself making adjustments to a story to make it cooler or more exciting. And I'm not going to do that here. Like I might, if I'm going to be funny, because I'm going to be funny, I'm going to try. It's going to be real. Okay. I'm not going to do my stand up here. I might give you little clips of it, like if it goes really well, but that's where I'm going to like exaggerate and make shit up. Like, this is all going to be brutally honest. I came up with this character idea, and I've been a little timid to put it out there. It was shortly before Halloween, and if I'd been super brave, I would have gone to an open mic and did this character. Like, right now, it's a few nights before Christmas, while I'm recording this. It would be weird for me to go to an open mic in this particular costume, but Halloween time, it would have been fine. But I can see it being a character that is a sex educator, and it's just funny. I'm not sure I can actually act, so it'll just be kind of a silly bit. And I see myself doing that, like maybe on TikTok, and working through some of it as a stand-up type thing as well. And so for me, I know doing the stand-up is going to be part of this. And oh, here comes the crazy cats. And then I had the idea for the podcast. And I've been thinking about a podcast for a while. I've been doing some TikToks for a little over a year now, mainly to just have practice saying the things I want to say and not worrying about who sees it or it coming back to me. Like, whatever I put out there, I know that I need to be careful of that. But it's been really helpful to just help me grow my confidence in being seen and heard. But I started to realize I was having a really hard time wrapping it up in 3 minutes or less. They eventually changed it to 5. I think it's 5 now. Maybe some accounts can go to 10. I'm not sure. But I see myself doing that maybe as short little clips of education that's kind of funny. Or maybe it's funny bits that are actually educational. The podcast, however, though, I want to focus more on sex and sexuality and my journey through all of this. Literally the conversations I'm having with my pussy. Like, it's how this all started. So anyway, I will be telling lots of those stories because there are lots of them. But I do want to chime in on the name Janet. So on my cover art and the podcast is Conversations with My Pussy with Jody and Janet. And I want to tell you that during we call it practice in what we're doing, at some point, I think I'll be able to mention the name of the program, but right now I'm not. I want to disclaim that I'm not an expert. I'm just a middle-aged woman who knows a lot of shit from reading a lot of stuff and studying a lot and just giving my perspective to the world. And if somebody hears it and likes it, great. And if not, well, I'm just glad I'm getting it out because I feel like we need to be more honest and more genuine, and we need to honor our own authentic needs for sure. So anyway, during a practice that we had over one of our Zoom sessions, it was talking about how some people aren't comfortable with the word pussy. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's still uncomfortable for me to say it. It's getting a little easier. But depending on where you're from in the world or just for whatever reasons, we all are going to have different words that we prefer. In some countries, pussy is normal, and some it's very offensive. And pussy seems to be the preferred term because vagina is just the internal tube. If you think about like I'm a Gen Xer, what we grew up on with education, the only parts we learned about are the ones that the men who wrote these damn books decided were important. They didn't give a shit about learning about anything else. So women are finally now starting to learn about their actual anatomy. And what we know is that there are a lot more parts than just a vagina, right? If you're talking about a specific part, you use that name. But if you're talking about all of it together, the words of choice tend to be pussy or yoni or vulva. Sometimes people use that. I like pussy. People know what I'm talking about. Vulva just kind of sounds like a Volvo. I think of a little car. So we had a practice on our Zoom call, and one of the prompts was to just ask her what she wants to be called. And mine said, Janet. You can call me Janet. She's funny. My pussy is funny. And I know that sounds weird to say that, and it sounds weird to even think that, but it truly feels like a separate entity, you know? What can I describe it as? Like, I know I'm a human being in this meat suit, right? But I feel like I know where the line is drawn between that and, like, my spiritual self. I know that my soul or whatever is a different, separate part than my body. And my pussy isn't exactly my soul. I mean, they're pals. They hang out. It's more like goddess energy. I feel like I'm learning from the divine feminine, speaking to me in my own language. That's kind of how it feels. Gosh, I just figured that out right now. Man, this gummy's all right. So, my pussy's funny. Like, there was another one meditation we had where we were talking about, you know, pussy being magical or whatever. And she said, I've been trying to tell you that for a while now. And it's true. So I have two sons. They are born 6 days apart. Or excuse me. That would be weird. No, they were born 6 years apart to the day. They have the same birthday. And they actually both have their dad's birthday. So I birthed two sons with their father's birthday. And he's like, maybe you're like, we're fulfilling some prophecy or something. And I'm like, dude, I'm the one with the magical uterus here. Like, seriously, you haven't done a whole lot of work in this entire process. And not necessarily blaming him. I'm blaming the patriarchy, but still. Anywho, so that's how this all kind of came to be. I do plan to bring on guests and talk about different topics regarding sexuality, regarding trauma and healing, regarding the state of our fucking world right now. It's all connected. Like, I feel like the reason we are so fucked up as a species is because we are so sexually repressed. Somebody at some point down the line decided sex was bad, and now we're all fucking neurotic as a result. I want to be one of the people that helps undo that. So I think we need to start normalizing those things that we have been taught are bad. And those things are wanting pleasure and feeling loved and being a full, functioning, fucking human being, for Christ's sakes. And I feel like talking about these things, normalizing things, is going to be so helpful. So anyway, I want to share my stories and I want to learn from other people. But for sure, more than anything, I want to help people over their sexual shit because I have been doing it for myself and it's really fucking magical, okay? And I want everybody to feel this way, even if it's just for a little bit. And for me, it's taking some bravery in just being myself in front of people, you know, letting go of some of the masks. And that's scary. It is really scary. But I think it's really important because when we do that, that's where the growth happens. That's where the magic happens. I did stand up tonight, and one of the lines I kind of tossed in there at the very last second was, I said that I have been scared to do the show, and I decided I needed to just like rip off the Band-Aid and do it. And in order to hold myself accountable, I texted one of the guys who runs the show to let him know I was planning to come, because that triggered my childhood trauma-based superpower of people-pleasing. And I believe that the things we really struggle with, the things that are hardest for us, and those things that we do to feel safe, even though we know logically we shouldn't be doing, fixing that shit is where we're going to grow so much. So I want to do that. And I want to share my journey because I think everybody should do it. And I want to help other people do it. And then I think we should all just go to the beach and eat fruit and have sex and only work when we absolutely have to. Like, I'm going to have a whole podcast about that. I have this whole very idealistic vision of how humanity could be. Think about these things a lot. We are here to experience pleasure. And actually, kind of back to the pussy parts, I forgot to mention this. We have the clitoris, and its sole function is pleasure. It's got 8,000 nerve endings, which is a lot. And in comparison to a penis, which has about 4,000, and they don't, and it's not purely just for pleasure. Like, it's a multi-purpose tool. And these aren't my words. This is from Mama Gina, or Regina Tomashower. She's a freaking genius. I will link her website in the show notes. Oh my gosh. I just got to say that. Like, I feel like an official podcaster now. I will definitely link that information in my show notes. Gosh, that feels fantastic. Anywho, Mama Gina said this, and she's absolutely right. The men have a multi-purpose tool. Like, it's not meant for just pleasure. So that's pretty interesting. And we have this conditioning that it's shameful to want pleasure, or it's sinful, or it's gluttonous, or whatever. But my goodness, we're not meant to be miserable, and we're choosing to be miserable. So I know there's a whole lot of shit in the world right now. It's a really, really ugly place. And that's scary from time to time. But I'm learning that I don't have any control over that. I mean, yeah, there's some things I can do to make a little impact. But big picture, so much of it is just out of my hands, right? And I've learned to let go of what's out of my hands. Like, a lot of people get nervous when things are out of their control because they feel the need to be in control. For me, it's kind of the opposite. It stresses me out when things are in my hands. Like, I better not fuck this up. So when it's not in my hands, I can be like, okay, whatever happens, happens. It's not on me. And I also believe that because I have no control over what's going on around me, I can choose to worry about it and give it my energy, even though that's not gaining me anything, or I can choose to take that inward and work on my shit. I do a lot of meditating and visualization to kind of reprogram childhood stuff, right? I'll go into more detail at some point on that too. But that's uncomfortable at times. Like, it feels yucky to bring that stuff back up, but it's an opportunity to look at it from an adult lens now. Our memories are there from that age, you know? So like, if you're 5 when this traumatic thing happens, that's impacted your view on something or your understanding of something in the world in a very incorrect way. I heard it described once, and I wish I could remember where, that it's like we have this blueprint of our world, but it's drawn in crayon. And we now as adults need to be able to look at that and go, hey, you know what? this has worked for us for a long time, but we're adults now and we can see this more clearly. And love that part of yourself, but let it go. And that can be really fucking painful. But you know what? It's less painful than what's going on in the real world, at least for me. And I kind of know how dark it's going to get. And I know what's on the other side of it. Like, all right, I'm taking this really fucking rough shortcut, but I know what's on the other side. That's pretty great. And I can stay over there as long as I want until I tackle the next one, you know? And I've gotten to a point where I really look forward to it. Like, I was doing MDR therapy over the summer, and every week, I went weekly, and I was like, this is the best part of my week. Like, I know so many people who don't like therapy because it brings them down for a few days. But for me, it's like, yeah, it's like a really amazing workout. Like, but it feels really good. And I come out of there like needing a nap and sometimes a shower. With all that said, Conversations with My Pussy has been born. And I know I'm putting it out there imperfectly. I don't have all my audio set to the absolute optimum settings, but I listen to several podcasts that are very successful, and I listen to my own audio, and I'm like, it's okay. It's okay for now. I will learn and I will get better, but I'm definitely at an okay starting point. As I listened back to some of the beginning, I could hear my cats and I could hear myself touching things on my desk and the goddamn train outside. Like, it's not even super close to my house, but you can hear that. And I'm recording late at night. Let me see. It's 1 a.m. right now on Friday, December whatever, right before Christmas. So the 22nd? Yeah, 22nd. Damn, it's almost Christmas. So I decided that I was going to record at night when my kids weren't here, so I wouldn't have to censor anything or feel the need to be quiet. And also at night, there's less traffic noise. I set up this cute little podcast studio. It's a dormer window area that's like 3 feet wide and about 5.5 feet long and just barely over my head. Like, the top of my hair, sometimes when it's fluffy, kind of brushes the fabric I put up. It looks like a little tent, but I put fabric on all the walls and I have a shade in front of me, and I have curtains that I can close behind me, and it's just my cute little cave. But anyway, I could hear the train. So there would have been a time where I would have said, nope, this is not perfect. I must fix it. But I don't have another spot in my house where I feel that I feel is feasible for this right now. And that might change. I might figure something out as I go, you know, that's how I roll. Or I might move. But for now, this is good. This is a huge step forward for me in overcoming perfectionism. And for me, that's feeling the need to not show anybody anything I've created or accomplished unless I know it's perfect. I'll get into that a lot more too down the road. But man, this, putting this out there, knowing my sound isn't perfect and knowing that you can hear the train in the background, or maybe I stumbled on my words or I repeated something or I forgot something that I thought was crucial. I just can't do that. I'm not going to do that anymore. So you might hear some fucking trains. It'll be okay. In addition to that, I'm not a certified coach yet. I'm not an expert. I have a lot of experience. I worked with behavior and trauma in education. I was a special education teacher, and I worked with very significant behaviors. And I read a lot, you know, and I listen to podcasts, and I have friends that we go into deep discussions about this stuff all the time. And I'm just always learning, and I want to share what I know, and I want to just be very clear, though, that I'm not an expert in anything I say. Please fact check it if you feel you must, if it's one of those things, and let me know. Like, if I make a mistake or if I say something wrong, especially something that might be culturally sensitive that I've chosen the wrong term for or something, let me know, because I'm still learning, but I want to be clear that I am very much trying my best and I learn from my mistakes. So if you let me know, I'll take care of it. For example, I'm not in a very big town and there's not a lot of diversity and I haven't had a lot of need to change pronouns. Or not change pronouns, but, you know, use preferred pronouns when they're not what my brain automatically wants to say. Just because I don't have a lot of practice, but I'm getting better at it and I'm actively trying. And I'll tell people in conversations like, hey, I want you to know that I might say something wrong and I don't want to feel timid in this conversation. I want to just be upfront right away that I might not use the right term or something, or maybe I'll word something in a way that isn't right, because I am a middle-aged, middle-class white woman who doesn't know all of it. And I'm learning and I'm wanting to learn, but I learn best in real life situations. So let me know, like just say, hey, please say it this way instead. I'm going to learn. I'm going to take note. Okay. And I'm going to try my best to teach others. So I just wanted to put all that out there. I think I covered it all. I haven't decided yet exactly how long they're going to be. I might just be like I did tonight, like I'm just going to ramble until I feel like I'm done. And other times it might be more structured. And I imagine sometimes these rants will be 10 minutes. They might be an hour. I don't know. Like right now, I have no idea where I'm at with time. Anyway, me and Janet, man, we are one amazing team. I can feel it. She can feel it. Every step along the way here has been scary, and I've taken the time I need between steps, but also trying to push myself a little harder. Like, you know, let's go out of the comfort zone here a little bit. So tonight I did an open mic, and I didn't really want to, but I did it anyway, and it was fine. It was actually pretty good. Doing this tonight, it was like, oh, shoot, I was going to record my podcast on Thursday night and I haven't written out an outline yet. Nope, going to record it anyway. So I'm going to record a podcast and I'm going to say what I need to say. And I'm going to try my best to be a kind and evolving and ever learning human. And I believe the closer we get to our authentic selves, like really deep down, like what does your soul want? Take away all the bullshit of the world. What do you truly want? What is it? And then start making steps towards that. Whatever little step you can, you're naturally going to feel better. And that's pretty cool. So anyway, yay. That's been episode one of Conversations with My Pussy. My name is Jody, and I thank you. And Janet thanks you. And we will see you around.